listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Wan Institute. We're so fortunate tonight to have myself and Patricia Eltage available to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. Again, 323-203-0815. If you do not get picked up, just keep calling and Sam will pick up and put you live on the air. Dr. Allen started the Wan Institute over 50 years ago to help men and women learn to express their wants and not wants with integrity and honesty, and to recognize and avoid the damaging ploys of intimidation and seduction. Some of the things Dr. Allen teaches is about male-female relationships have often been called politically incorrect, but they are scientifically accurate, and they work. The Wan Institute currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting and loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of Want Training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want more information regarding the Wan Institute services, you can reach me at 949-723-0338, or you can send me an email at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com. And remember, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. Keep calling back to be connected to the show. So tonight we have Patricia available. Patricia, are you on the air?
This is me, Patricia Eltinge.
Okay, and Patricia's been trained by Dr. Allen and a colleague, and we rotate between Patricia and Andy every week, so hopefully you'll get your questions answered by one of the coaches. Patricia, do you want to tell us a little bit about you?
Yes, well, I'm happy to do that. I've been working with Pat for many, many years. We've known each other over 30 years, and we've taught some, co-chaired some weekend retreats and some other classes.
Sorry to cut you off. We have a caller on. Caller?
Wonderful. Yeah.
Hello.
Is there a caller?
We're here for you.
Maybe they didn't connect on. Oh.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Oh, I guess not.
Let's explain to people this is a new system in the studio, so there might be some little glitches along the way.
Just, I'll give the number 323-203-0815. Call the number and Sam will pick up and put you on live. If it keeps raining, just hang up and keep calling back, and hopefully you'll get on the show. If you ever do want to be on the show, you can email me and we'll take your number and call you back, so you'll guaranteed to be on the show. You can just send me an email right before the show if you want to be a caller, and then we can I don't know if he can call you back. That's right, you'd have to call in live, but we can kind of work you through to get on or answer a question. Okay, so go ahead, Patricia.
Okay, so anyway, Dr. Pat and I have been working together for many, many years, and I also do dream analysis, and I work with my book, by the way, is called The Dream Class, subtitled Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself, Getting Into Your Subconscious Mind for Your Personal Growth and Transformation, and I do couples work, and people who want to do the life scripts, Sue sends them over to me to get down and dirty to find out where we can uncover your script, we call it, how you were programmed to be the way you are, which is probably fine to this point, but for personal growth, you want to know more, and we uncover that to see where there's blockages to keep you from having a flourishing life. So. Yeah. That's a bit what I do, and there's wonderful groups. Sue has these terrific drop-in groups. You want to tell them more about your...
I offer Monday nights and Thursday nights. It's a drop-in ladies group. It's a $10 donation to the Juan Institute. I have a group of ladies that I work with, and I get them, help them with online dating, communication, and using Dr. Pat Allen's techniques, how to be feminine, patient, passive, vulnerable, and available. Let's see. Try talking. Okay. Is there a caller on the air? I'm not sure.
Yes.
How do we get one of the callers to come in?
I see that I'm being notified there's a caller, but I'm not hearing any caller. If you're a caller, if you're on the air, can you say something?
Hello? You there?
Okay. I'm not hearing.
There's a little glitch in the studio. Sam, if you can hear us, we're having trouble connecting with the caller. Well, we'll keep trying. As I said before,
we're using a new system.
I'll finish. Yeah. We're transferred to a new system, and it will be working shortly. So, in the meantime, we can talk about what's going on.
Let's see. Sam is working on it. So, hopefully, callers, if you're out there. The number is 323-203-0815. Please try again, and hopefully you'll get connected. This is a trial week. I'm sorry for the inconvenience. I have some questions from people that have emailed me regarding online dating. I may cut you off if somebody does come on, Patricia, but I want to ask your opinion. That seems to be the online dating is turning people off because the men are not being very masculine. They're more like being passive, and the women are being passive, so nothing gets done.
In this situation, somebody's got to make a move. And a lot of times nowadays, the men are expecting the women to make the move and expecting the women to chase them. Well, we don't tell you that you should chase them. You wink at them, you drop a hanky, and you flirt, and however the dating site works that you're on, you let them know that you're available. But if they can't come forward, yes, I understand it becomes very frustrating for the women. We're hearing it more and more. So I tell every single day, take a break when your time is up on the dating site. It's time to take a break for a while because the gals start getting turned off and frustrated. So take a break and get out there in the real world. Go to the coffee shops, the good old-fashioned way. Oh, okay. Flirt at the market.
Okay, let me see. There might be. Is there a caller on now?
I don't see that.
No caller yet. Okay.
But get out there in the real world once you decide you're ready for a little break from the online situation. A lot of the times the men are hoping that they're going to contact you or that you'll contact them, and then they have a quick roll in the hay before they even get to know you. But like I said, sometimes it's a time to take a break and go out there in the real world and practice your flirting skills. Go out with your girlfriends to the restaurants and wherever you hang out, wherever it is, and meet people at the car wash. Just smile and let people strike up a conversation with you.
Do the duty dating. Just to go out and be present and learn your skills on attracting men. And do the
five second flirt. A smile where you smile. Hello? At anybody who walks in the door at the coffee, to say you're at the Starbucks or you're out in the patio of a restaurant or a Starbucks or something like that. And you have to have the courage.
Is there a caller? Caller, can you hear us? Can you say something? We still cannot hear.
Maybe we need to click them somewhere? No?
I'm working with Sam on the side.
Yeah,
this
see
is
that
the
too.
First time. So, you know, callers, if you're still there, keep calling, and we'll get you on. Yeah, we'll work on it. I'm sorry, cutting you off and doing
multiple. I got a message from one of the callers that called in to that texted me, who wanted to call in and who had my private line, and she said, "I think there's something wrong with the system." Yes,
maybe
we know
she
that.
Can ask you the question
she,
via text.
She said I was a caller.
Okay.
We called a few times already, and yeah. We couldn't hear her.
Yeah, maybe she can ask you the question, and we can share it on the air. You'll just...
Well, anyway, the point being at this point, anybody who's listening to us and who does try calling in, just start talking if you think you're connected, and then we'll stop. But in the meantime, let's get a point across so some people can get a lesson here, and that's that you really need to hone your flirting skills. So you smile at people at the car wash, strike up a conversation with someone in the market, at the Starbucks, wherever you are, walking dogs. If you go for walks in the morning, people that pet each other's dogs, and you just be a friendly person out in the world, and you're going to get people to start talking to you because of this online situation has become so impersonal that people are losing their skills of meeting people the old-fashioned way, which is where you really get to find out if there's chemistry. Because the only way you know you have chemistry is in person, because chemistry is a real event between energetically and chemically between human beings.
Yes, so, that's true. Let's see. So, again, if you're out there trying, I know Patricia's friend had called her and said she tried, but apparently you can hear us, but we can't hear you. And Sam at the switchboard's working on that. So keep trying at 323-203-0815. We'll get the glitch. This is a new
client. Let me ask her if she'll text me the question.
Well, that's what I just asked, if she could text you the question and you can answer it online.
Right. Okay.
Or maybe she can talk on your phone and the callers can hear live.
That's nothing wrong with that. Let me try to do that. I'm going to do that right
call
now.
And talk, and the microphone will pick up her voice.
That's right. That's right.
Hello?
Are you there?
Yes. I'm here.
Well, you're on the air. I'm going to do it this way. So, because they're trying to fix a glitch in the studio. And if you have a question for us, we'll see if people can hear you and hear me at the same time.
Fabulous. Well, thank you for calling me. Yes, obviously, I'm one of Patricia's girls. And I've called before. I was the girl who got really far, really fast with a guy. We broke up a couple times. He said he wanted to marry me. I was the one. And then he went away because I wouldn't have sex with him. I pushed him away because he got drunk and said he wanted to be married, blah, blah, blah. So fast forward a few months later, there was, I think I called with like another guy or two in between. But now I'm maybe 2 weeks into a relationship with someone I've been dating for just over a month now. We've known each other for maybe a year and a half.
Oh, Patricia, you put your mic on. Okay, now I've got Patricia on mute. Now she probably can't hear me. Patricia, if you can hear me, you clicked on mute. Patricia? Okay, well, I guess I'm on the air now by myself so far. What I want to tell everybody is I offer a ladies group, a drop-in ladies group that's on Mondays and Thursdays, and like I said, it's $10 donation. If you want to email me at the office at info@drpatallen, I'll send you the Zoom link, and you can log in and join the group. Basically, I help people I help the people, the ladies, get online. I help them. I give them a profile. I help them with their profile. I help them pull men to them, funnel men to them. And then once they've gotten men,
I'm on.
Yeah,
I'm
on. You've been mute for the last couple minutes here.
I tried. It wouldn't unmute. I'm
okay.
Sorry. I finally did.
Okay, we last heard the lady was dating somebody for a year and a half.
Anyway, Kelly, are you still there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now we can hear. Okay,
yeah.
So Kelly here was telling us all about the guy she had gone out with, or she's been going out with for how long now?
It's been probably 2 or 3 weeks. We've been dating non-exclusively, well, technically, I guess, for just over a month.
And is it a person you know from your workplace?
That's right. And we have a little bit of a, we have to keep it a secret for policy reasons. I outrank him and my role, it's tricky.
Yes, I understand.
So with that, he is turning 49 this month, and so there's that factor as well.
Which means he's younger than you.
No, I'm 36.
Oh, yo, he's older than you. I didn't remember. Okay.
How dare you, Patricia?
No, I don't remember things. Okay, so he's so is that a problem for you, him being 49?
No, it's not a problem for me. Technically, it may be a problem for us biologically, which is part of my question, kind of.
Yes.
So things are going really, really well. In fact, maybe too well. So he is like, I have been, like, ever since I decided at, you know, from knowing you at work, I, you know, no other woman will ever be enough for me. And it just feels very secure. I feel very comfortable. We have a lot in common. I know you and I have talked about, you know, I have a couple things I get in my head about with him. Like, he's kind of short. But I can get past that. My question is, it feels like we're getting really comfortable really quickly. We spend a lot of time at each other's places. I make more money than him, so I think sometimes he feels like maybe he doesn't want to invite me to his place, or he can't, like, afford to take me on the kind of dates maybe he thinks I want.
Mm-hmm.
We're not having sex, but we are basically doing everything else.
You're enjoying each other sensually. You're having a sensuous experience.
Yes, and you coached me on, I needed to ask him a couple questions about, like, what his parents' relationship was like and what his mom's dynamic with his dad was like, as well as a concern I had as I help him. He wants to make more money and, like, you know, find a different job, so I've been helping him with that, and you encouraged me to ask him questions directly about, you know, like, what's different now? Why at this point in your life are you suddenly feeling ambitious, and what is that going to look like? Because it will eventually turn me off if he says he wants to do all these things and he doesn't, his actions don't match his words.
Mm-hmm.
So I had that conversation, and it sounds like the dynamic between his parents, his dad was kind of rough, you know, very blue collar, and his parents had a very traditional gender role, Catholic, Latin relationship, which I understand. His mom was submissive to his dad. They never argued. She never pushed back. She worked a full-time job, came home, and did the cooking, cleaning, and taking care of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
They did divorce when he was, like, in his late 20s, and his dad died within, like, 4 or 6 months. Started
mm-hmm.
drinking, had never drank, started drinking, and just died.
Mm-hmm.
And then in terms of his ambition, he did say over the pandemic there was a woman who left him because she, like his ex-wife, kind of said, it's really important to me that a man lead. And I asked him, did you ask her what she meant by that before she left? And he said he didn't. and kind of laughed, like, I think we both know that's part of the deal. And he also, like, his son around 2020 or post-pandemic turned 6, and he started realizing this is someone who looks up to him and he wants to make him proud. So then I asked him, well, that was 5 years ago, so what have you been doing this whole time? you've decided you're ambitious, and he has explained that he just doesn't really know what to do or how to do it. So we have that dynamic there that, you know, that's what I do, and I'll have to be really good about setting that apart from our relationship. But now I'm like, I can sense that, you know, we're going on a trip together next week. We're going to go away for 5 days to the desert.
And
things feel like they're going really well. I almost am like, is it going too well? Is it possible to spend too much time together and get too comfortable? In our agreement, for example, I said I want one date a week. He loved the agreement, by the way, side note, because he's like, this shows me what to lead towards.
Yeah.
And one of our agreements was a date once a week. Well, we didn't do a date really last week. The week before that, I kind of said, hey, would you be up to do this? And I forgot my credit card, so he ended up paying, so we'll count that as a date. We're nearing the end of this week, and he hasn't made a plan for a date, like an out-of-the-house kind of date. We mm-hmm. are going away next week, and he paid for everything so far.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And will you be giving back? When they give, we give back.
Yeah.
What are you doing to give back?
Well, every time we've hung out, like the two or three nights a week that we sleep over, it's at my apartment, and I cook dinner, and I buy the food. And
nice.
Very nice. Next week when we go away, he did bring food one night, like, you know, salad mix and chicken he had grilled, which I'm fine with. Next week he did pay for the hotel, and he bought some tickets for, like, things we can go and do, and he did a Costco run, but I will pay for, like, whatever is left.
Very nice. That's called a give back for those listening. We don't want to just be takers. We're not gold diggers, but we like to receive, and we graciously give back. So very good. You're on a good roll, and I want you to stay out of your head. That's the main thing, is staying out of your head with your judgments. Like you mentioned, his height. So what you do, you go in your head about something, and we don't even know if there's further chemistry, you know, what your compatibility will be down the road, but you are allowing yourself to explore this man who so far seems to be very nice. Now, I know you're somewhat hesitant in the area of his potential earning capacity capabilities, right?
Yeah.
Because you are have an executive job, and he's in your company, but he is at a lesser level than you are.
Right.
And
it's not even so much his earning potential. It's you're saying you want to do all these things. It's words matching action.
Mm-hmm. So you want to, you're still, that's what dating is about. The first level is dating before you even get promise ring and an engagement. It's all a due diligence period, which is we are exploring this other person to see if the two lives can come together and have a relationship.
Right. And I'm good with that. So while I'm assessing that and giving this time to show itself, we're, you know, primarily when we see each other, it's spending the night at one of our places. Tonight is the first night I'm going to his place. I'm on the way right now. after we go to a work event together right now and pretend we don't know each other, I'll go to his house. But we sleep over at each other's houses, and he's like, obviously we have very strong chemistry. We talk a lot. Like, well, I asked him if I could, like, ask him a bunch of questions because I, whatever.
Well, we don't want you to be a Gatling gun of questions. I mean, just intermittently you might slip something in to find out about his family history, you know, if there's, you know, craziness or whatever. But I don't want you to be pounding him with questions.
Well, he seems to really be open. He said things that he wants to accelerate the relationship. He sees us together for the long term.
Ooh.
He sees us, like, having kids and all these, like, I want to give Noah a sibling, like, all these things. He seems very directionally oriented in mm-hmm. a positive way in our relationship. So mm-hmm. I had told him, like, I'm watching this crappy reality TV show you would hate called Muslim Matchmaking. And on it, they say 3 months, 3 days, 300 questions. And I Googled these 300 questions.
Good God.
And he's like, what are they? And I'm like, okay. So glad you asked. He was open to doing it. So we talked for like 6 hours and we both answered, like, we got through like 100 questions and we covered a lot of ground. So that was amazing. So we are like, I really liked that we can continue that level of communication, but it does seem like he doesn't really open conversations. He doesn't seem to lead with a lot of questions. He's not planning the dates so far, like we really agreed, even though we have this trip. And we are primarily, like, he's obviously very physically interested in me, and he makes that very clear in our text messaging, in our, you know, like, just when we're physically together. And I want, like, I'm on the same page. I can see the potential in our relationship, and I'm along for where he wants to take us. But I also, like, I don't want to go from co-worker to unofficial wife, where we're just, like, being sexual and physical together, and we're not dating, and we're not, like, I'm the only one leading communication.
Mm-hmm.
How do I broach this with him?
Well, you know what you don't want. So you say what you don't want in a way that is, I appreciate all this fun we've been having between the X, Y, and Z, between the after you, I wouldn't say before you, when you come back from this vacation, first of all, don't get into this until, when is this vacation that you're going to take?
Monday through Thursday.
Oh, this coming Monday.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just hold off on anything. Because you may not like him after the vacation. Let's wait till the vacation is over, and then you decide how much more you want to explore this relationship and start setting boundaries of what works for you and what doesn't work for you.
Okay.
But you always say what you appreciate first. If you are, Sue, do you want to interject here and give a tool?
I'm trying to work on this.
Oh, she's working on technical issues.
You took over the show, so go ahead.
Sue's dealing with technical issues. So what I will say right now then, what Sue teaches in her communication groups is you would say to him first, whatever your name is, Joe, I love our vacation and I feel so good around you, and you say all the good stuff first. Then you say, however, I really do like more of this. And we had talked about having a minimum once a week date, and that makes me happy. I feel good when we do that. And I also feel good when we make commitments and keep our commitments. So that's how you set it up to be able to tell them something that doesn't work for you rather than just going right into the negative.
Okay. I can do that. That's a good plan for me.
Okay. Well, I think it's time for you to go have a good time. And and you know your own personal boundaries. You know that you know what you want. Now, what is it that you want? You want, from what I've heard from you before, you want a long-term monogamous continuous relationship heading toward marriage, right?
Yes.
Okay, now you know that drill. And if you feel good enough around him after this trip together, now where are you going, camping or in a place? Where are you going?
We're going to the desert. So not really camping, but rough a little bit.
Okay, a rustic type of vacation.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Well, you'll get to know each other better out of the city, out in a different venue from just sleeping over at each other's houses, and that's another good level of test to see if you still like him. When are you coming back?
Thursday or Friday, I can't remember.
Okay, well, by Friday, you'll know if you like him enough to keep going on. And so stay
right.
Close. So that you know how to navigate this. This is what we do. We're right there with you, navigating this budding relationship to see if it's a go.
I love it. Thank you.
Thanks so much. I'm glad we got a hold of you. We're still working out the kinks on the new system. Okay.
Right. Okay. Thank you, caller. Thank you for working with us. The call-in number, if you want to try, hopefully Sam has it fixed, is 323-203-0815. And I want to talk a little bit about the WAN Institute. Dr. Allen, she still has ladies groups going on. She does that via Zoom. However, she is not taking new clients at the time. The ladies in the current group have been with Dr. Allen for the past 2 years, and I have no openings. That's how busy she is. She's still being active and available. Unfortunately, we're not having her on the show because she has a little bit of a hard time hearing the callers. She does do a little bit of lip reading, so it makes it difficult for her to hear the callers. And we do not want to give out any bad information. And so that's why we have Patricia here and myself, and we have Andy Shaw available. And if you want special services done, Patricia does the life scripts and couples counseling. You can call me at the office, and I'll be happy to forward you to Patricia. Andy is starting up a men's group. If there's any men listening, we did get a call last couple weeks ago. Andy will be starting up a men's Zoom group. You can reach me. And I have my ongoing ladies groups. And we all offer private sessions. And we do also have Kelly Ward. She works with Dr. Allen in the ladies groups. So I'm not sure of how her availability is. So there's plenty of coaches to go around to everybody. So with that, hopefully we can get a caller, or I'm not sure what we want to do, Patricia.
We're let's talk about some of the people are often call in and write in and wanting to know the difference between having sex and making love. Well, as Dr. Allen has always said, sex is a physical event, and making love is a physical, emotional, and mental event. So one of the reasons why masculine men don't get hooked on sex the way women do, because the bonding comes from a hormone called oxytocin, and that experience is created by receiving a physical pleasure. And although oxytocin works the same way in men as women, women seem to be more susceptible to the emotional effects of it. So we get hooked, and that's where the addiction starts. So if you have physical sex besides just fooling around, we mean intercourse, you get bonded prematurely, and the men they don't bond. They don't produce the same type of oxytocin, the same amount of oxytocin. They don't bond unless they're older men. The older men who have less testosterone flowing in them, and they can easily get bonded with sex, and that's how come the gold diggers can get to them, because they'll give them a lay on the first date, and those older guys then will start handing over the credit cards. But we're talking about men under 50 and women under 50 also. The women get bonded. You girls, they think, oh, I'm going to catch him I'll get to keep him if I have sex with him. It's quite the opposite. They're on to the next one. They're on to spreading their seed as many places as they can. That's just the nature of man. It's the human experience. So that's where, it's not that we're prudes. This is not a moral issue. This is to protect you emotionally from getting hooked too soon, until you know that you want to be if that person wants to be in a relationship with you. So here we talk about it in another way.
Sam says he may have the system fixed. So if somebody would like to call in, 323-203-0815. Patricia, maybe Eitan can try to call in and see if we can connect it.
Yeah, I'll do that.
You know, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
Let's see
if I can do that. That's a good idea.
we'll try
anything. You know, I don't know if anyone out there is listening.
They are.
This is Mercury in retrograde period. So those of you listening, this is a period astrologically where there are a lot of glitches, you look it up sometime. Mercury in retrograde. We just started into it today. So let's see here.
Yeah. If you wouldn't mind.
I'm gonna text him and say, please call. Yes.
Just to see if we can hear him. He's our tester.
What's the?
It's 323.
Hang on a second. 323.
203.
0815. Right. 0815.
And just tell him he has to just call. It is no callback anymore.
Right.
He just has to call in and let it pick up.
Yes. Let's see if we could do that. So I'll just keep blabbing until something comes in. More theory.
Or we can just talk. Tell me, your experience about Dr. Allen and when you went to the groups.
Oh, my goodness. We go back and Dr. Allen actually wrote the foreword to my book.
Hi.
And I'm so appreciative of that.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Is there a caller? Is this Eitan?
Yes, this is Eitan Boritzer. I'm Patricia's life partner.
Good. We had some problems earlier. Thanks for calling in. We had some problems earlier, and now you are our tester to see if it works, and it works. So.
Okay. Well, should I... talk about some intimate
you can talk whatever you can share.
Yeah, what do you have? What insights do you have coming from a man?
Yes, please share.
Well, I can tell you that being together with Patricia now into our eighth year and practicing Dr. Allen's tools, her androgynous semantic realignment, which is really about how men and women communicate and their particular sensitivities, which I know you Sue and Patricia have discussed quite a bit on the show. So we are trying to live the word, walk the walk, as they say. And not just talk the talk, but walk the talk. And so, yes, there are times when even we, being trained and practicing in Dr. Allen's proven techniques, sometimes we get unconscious and revert back, let's say, to the what Patricia and Dr. Allen and Yusu know as script, which is all the downloads we have from our parents, our church, our school, our media, our friends, etc. And that part of me comes out rather than the more enlightened and conscious part. So, our quest is how do we maintain that vigilant type of practice that we do? Because it's not natural to any of us, okay? And that's what's so great about Dr. Allen's teachings is but how do we continue, on a moment-to-moment, day-by-day basis to practice the teachings? Patricia or Sue?
When there's a conflict, do you use Dr. Allen's tools? Or do you guys both?
Well, that's the thing. A lot of times we do, but there are times when we're not 100% proficient at it.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So we do. We use the timeout, which is a good one, where you put the T up. So any words of wisdom, either Sue or Patricia, on how we continue to keep our vigilance, even those sometimes moments when we spin out of control and revert back to script or the unconscious part of ourselves.
Yes. Well, that's what's happening. We have an unconscious part of ourselves that sometimes reacts in an old way. And fortunately, when people do know these systems, they have that to rely on. And even when they catch themselves, even if one of the parties sees it happening or feels it happening, that's when the beautiful time is to do the timeout symbol, which is the hand over the other hand, make a T sign. And that really all of a sudden brings it back to consciousness. It's like, okay, let's talk about what you think or what I, how I feel to help us do better, or what do you think that how, what could help us feel better. So you have these tools to rely on even in the heat of the moment when there's a disagreement. So people ask me just the other day, a client says, well, everybody fights, don't you fight? I go, well, I don't say we fight, we don't always agree, and it can sometimes one person or the other might be reactive to something the other person does or says. But when you have these tools that are taught in the One Institute, even ourselves knowing them for years, me knowing these for over 30 years, I still will have a reaction to something that doesn't feel good, and somebody has to bring it back to the moment and say, what can we do to help this situation right now? What can we do? And sometimes we have to say, time out, let's each go in our corners. We call it go to your corner, which means you go in that room, I'll go in the office for like 15, 20 minutes, and we'll reconvene in a few minutes. And that way everybody can regroup and get back to their conscious mind instead of their monkey mind, their reactive state that they were in. And this is what we teach. We both have to practice exactly what we teach.
That's true. Yes.
Yeah, and if I may say, then one of the good things about fighting with Patricia and Eitan is that the fights last about 15 minutes. Typically, we don't go to sleep angry, or we don't, you know, get into some silent treatment or anything like that. We sort of, as Patricia said, we go to our corners and we regroup and remember what the hell we're doing together here. And
let's find a solution. We're trying to find a solution after we take a little few minutes break.
Yeah, it's like when you teach your kid, you know, hey, before you get angry and do something, why don't you count to 10 and take a breath? You know, that's not Dr. Allen's tool, but it's similar to just putting the T sign.
You went in and out. We couldn't hear you for a second.
Yeah, it just muted a minute. Yeah, you're good now.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm saying the other part of it is that the part I'm saying is the T and the taking a few minutes apart. And then regrouping. And another thing that we're careful about is not letting that incident, and it could be something small. It could be about the asparagus or something. You know, it could be something ridiculously small, but suddenly the two people go into weird directions and the fireworks start blowing off. But the thing is that we also refrain from going from the asparagus to, you always do that, you always say that, that's the way you are. You know, we don't go into spiraling out of control and making that into a vast generalization.
Compounding, and we call that compounding an issue. No, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, we don't, that's a good way to say it. We don't want to compound it. We want to keep it to, okay, whatever the frickin' thing was with the asparagus, you know, how important is it? And can we now get back to some normalcy here? Because a lot of fights, the main reason for divorce in America is finances.
Yeah.
But we don't have fights about big things, it seems. We have fights about small, especially when we're driving. Oh, my God.
That's a big one. Driving. All couples don't agree on driving styles.
That could be a big one, yeah.
And so when we're driving together, directions, or get in the left lane, not now, or whatever, then that can start to get annoying and voices get raised and so on. But I'm saying in the scheme of things, it is not, you know, yelling and fighting about finances or
but that can
sexual
be,
infidelity.
Finances in relationships is huge, and I hear about it every single day. And the last caller is already in a budding relationship, and she's already worried about the potential financial divide between them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is our challenge because we deeply love each other and we know we're soulmates. But yet these times come up where chaos ensues. So we're trying to, that's, I would say, the biggest challenge is to remain conscious. Times when the script, that is our past, our parents come through, like my dad, whose family comes from they were known for having quick tempers, right, like that. So when that happens, like, oh my God, I'm like my dad George right now. It sounded like I was like my dad, you know. But to have that consciousness,
who was that?
Yeah, who was that? Was an Aton?
Like, who is that? Who is talking right now? Right,
some alien or something, ghost is taking over. But so that's all I'm saying. It's been. You know, a good challenge, because this is all part of the individuation process, right? As Dr. Jung talked about, that even though we're together and we're bonded so tightly together, there's still Patricia's own spiritual soul path, and there's my individual soul path as well. So it's this continuous balance.
And sometimes they collide, and you have to figure, you have tools. Thank God for these tools that we can come back down to earth using these tried and true methods of keeping homeostasis.
Yep. We're running out of time. We got the show fixed, so hopefully next week we'll be back on track.
Okay.
Thank you, Patricia, and thank Eton for being our caller in to check this. And thanks for you for our previous caller who called in through Patricia to have her question answered. So please feel free to call us next week, and we'll have Andy available to answer your questions, and Patricia will be back the following week. And you can always email me at the office at info@drpatallen.com, and I'd be happy to help you with any of our services. So with that, you want to say goodbye, everybody?
Goodbye for now.
Eton, you want to say goodbye? Oh, he might have already left.
Okay. The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Sam.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.